One spokesman saying at a briefing yesterday on it.
That includes disabling, destroying, tracking, of course, depending upon the specific circumstance and the specific type of installation.
Those guidelines cover over 130 bases. Wall Street records still falling. The number of consecutive record closings of the Dow has now been extended to 9. This is USA Radio News.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99. Placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
A survey finding more than 60% of Americans support sending U.S. troops into battle if North Korea were to invade South Korea, the poll done by the Chicago Council of Global Affairs. And it finds 62% would approve of deploying U.S. forces. That's up from 47% when a similar poll was conducted in 2015. It's the first time more than half people surveyed have expressed support since the question was first asked back in 1990. The poll conducted after North Korea launched another ballistic missile last month that could potentially hit the United States. As President Trump continues his working vacation, the White House is undergoing some much-needed renovation, as we hear from Richard Jordan.
The president's staff is being relocated out of the West Wing as crews perform the first major overhaul since the 1940s. The White House's heating and air conditioning systems are being replaced for the first time in decades. The south portico is being refurbished with new steps. There are also various water leaks to fix. Before leaving for his resort in Bedminster, New Jersey, President Trump took to Twitter to deny reports that he called the White House a real dump. He's scheduled to be back in 2.5 weeks.
And the man who first put on a rubber suit and played Godzilla is dead. Haru Nakajima died from pneumonia on Monday. Nakajima wore that 220-pound suit for the first time in 1954. He was 88. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hutton Chamber Radio entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
It is 8:05. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio Weather. Oh, I think we've starting to dry out now. We had, man, it was raining yesterday. Wow. 65 degrees, mostly cloudy skies, 10% chance of precipitation today. That's a lot better than yesterday. Patchy fog this morning, cloudy with a slight chance of showers this morning. Then mostly sunny in the afternoon, warmer with highs around 80. It's August. Northwest winds around 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 20%. Mostly clear and lows in the mid-50s tonight. Northwest winds around 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunny and highs around in the lower 80s tomorrow. Northwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Mostly sunny and highs in the lower 80s on Thursday. Partly sunny in the morning. And becoming mostly cloudy on Friday. Chance of showers and thunderstorms about 40%. Saturday the 12th, mostly cloudy. Chance of showers and thunderstorms high around 80. And on Sunday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the upper 70s. That's August 13th. Yeah, same thing I thought. Temperatures in the area, 65 in Raritan, 68 in Kingwood, 63 in Frenchtown, 65 in Lebanon, 68 in Asbury, 67 up in Washington Township. Good morning, Hunter, and the Hunter Chamber Radio Weather.
lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
We both lie silently still in the dead of the night. Although we both lie close together, we feel miles apart inside. Was it something I said or something I did? Did my words not come out right? Though I tried not to hurt you, though I tried. But I guess that's why they say every road.
Well, good morning, Hunter and Bigsy here, coming live from the Hunter Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. Are just down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial, and it's my job to get you out and about on your day. Going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a chamber of commerce, and we're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. I don't know, man, I think roses get a bad rap. It's not their fault they have thorns. Just need to keep people away. It's Poison, one of the band members, has a birthday today. It is Tuesday. We are drying out now. What a day yesterday. Unbelievable. The water was just pouring through the streets. I'm hoping a lot of people fared okay. I heard a number of volunteer fire department sirens. Alright, let's see what's going on our Hunter and Kenny roads with some traffic. H-A-R-T, TV.com, sends me my alerts. You can do it too. Register with them, and you get the alerts via email, just like I did. And I'm checking out there. It's looking pretty quiet. Yeah, nothing happening at the moment. That's good news. So drive safe, sounds smart. Like I said, when you pick your alerts and register, you can pick anything in and out of Hunterdon County. Local roads, county roads, even the highways and byways. This way you know exactly how to navigate your commute each day. Good morning, Hunterdon, Hunt Chamber Radio traffic. So what's on HuntChamber.com's schedule for today? Well, on WHCR-DB, Hunter and Chamber Radio, you can see that I'm on till 10. I have no Michelle Heidi. I'll be doing the investment update, and we're going
to... On spokesman saying at a briefing yesterday on it...
That includes disabling, destroying, tracking, of course, depending...
On spokesman saying at a briefing yesterday on it...
That includes disabling, destroying... tracking, of course.
Veterans, all the different topics, news, current events, and anything else that has to do with just keeping you in the game and making sure that you're getting the right information about what's happening with regard to the military, military benefits, and all that. So check that out from 1 to 3. Teachable Moments in Business. Vicki Lynn Morgan is here, and she talks about all the experiences of dealing with business and all of her expertise as a coach, business coach. Also, she does some work with the SBDC, so you get a lot of insight. And she's been an owner of multiple businesses as well. You get a lot of insight from Vicki about how to run a business. Real Estate Matters with Joe Peters is on from 4 to 5. Real Estate Matters in 55 plus. Joe brings his expertise and his current experiences to help you. He's extremely knowledgeable. He's got all the different information about what's going on in Hunterdon and Somerset counties. He brings that all to you on a weekly basis from 4 to 5. We finish up the day with Randazzler's Musical Journey. Greg Randazzo comes on. He's learned and loved and listened to 60s, 70s, 80s when he's a kid. Now he's expanded it to 50s through 90s, and he creates a theme each week. So it's a great ride home for you. One of those could be Poison. And they were in the one of the hair bands. So you can get all that information on our website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, Facebook page, and Twitter handle, Hunter Radio, all the ways to listen, learn about, and interact with HunterChamberRadio.com. By the way, my Twitter handle, @BigC_HCRadio. Send me a note, and I'll send it back. We'll talk to you right after this. You're listening to Good Morning, Hunter and WHCRDB. HunterChamberRadio.com, the voice of business.
Said something I did. Did my words not come out right? Though I tried not to hurt you, though I tried. But I guess that's why they say every rose.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambee's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambee's Purely Delicious ice cream, gelato, and sorbet made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton. Pambee's. Purely delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off a Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh, yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
It's the Turtles, helping me with BrandyLax.com. Celebrations and observances for the month, week, and day. Let's see what's going on.
be together.
It's World Mudagrees Rescue Month. What will be your legacy month? Tomboy Tools Month. Shop online for groceries month. Lots of different options. Amazon. Shop online with ShopRite. I just heard about Instacart. Blue Apron. Lots of good options out there. It's Rye Month. Read a Romance Novel Month. The Library Show can help you with all of that. Psoriasis Awareness Month. Neurosurgery Outreach Month. It is National Win With Civility Month. National Water Quality Month. We were just talking with Ann Thornton yesterday, and she tells us in Hunterdon, test your water every year. National Truancy Prevention Month shouldn't be a problem this month. Nobody's in school. National Traffic Awareness Month. National Spinal Muscular Atrophy Awareness Month. National Read a Romance Month. National Minority Donor Awareness Month. National Panini Month. Wonder if Chef Bill was helping us with that yesterday. It is the 8th, and we have Gallup International Tribal Indian Powwow, Rock for Life, Sturgis Rally, Assistance Dog Week, Exercise with Your Child Week, Knights of Columbus Family Week, Family Farmers Market Week, National Fraud Awareness Week, National Health Center Week, Stop on Red Week, Exhibitor Appreciation Week, National Bargain Hunting Week, National Psychic Week, although they should know that, Fiddler's Week, Old Fiddler's Week, Weird Contest Week, all that happening. And for today, it is the 8th, and we have Delic Day, International Cat Day, The Date to Create, Odie Day, Sneak Some Zucchini Onto Your Neighbor's Porch Night, and Happiness Happens Day. Celebration deserves for the month, week, and day from BrandonLax.com and the Turtles. Pick something and get involved. Too much, man. Zucchini on your porch. Who comes up with this stuff? Vitamin C comes from NJ.com, updated on the 7th. Hundreds to attend Timothy Piazza Foundation golf outing. Craig Turpin reports of NJ Advanced Media that demand has resulted in all three layouts at Fiddler's Elbow Country Club being used for the upcoming Timothy J. Piazza Memorial Foundation golf outing. The foundation, created after the death of Piazza, 19, at Penn State University earlier this year, will be holding its first golf outing on August 15th. Hundreds of golfers, as well as sponsors, volunteers, and other supporters, are expected to attend the outing. Piazza grew up in Reddington Township in Hunterdon County. Foundation focuses on helping children in need of prosthetic devices and college-bound students at Hunterdon Central Regional High School, Tim's alma mater. This incredible response is a reflection of the magnetic, caring personality that was our son, and his spirit now infuses the work of the foundation, Jim and Evelyn Piazza, Tim's parents, said in a statement. Even non-golfers are asking how they can help. People who knew Tim or learned about him after his passing want to help make a difference and want to do it through a foundation. Auction items that have been donated include several network TV show experiences, original artwork by New Jersey-based artist-illustrator James Florentino, tickets to a September Yankees game and a Sixers club suite, all that are available by viewing online. And I'll give you that website in just a minute. Fiddler's Elbow is located at 811 Rattlesnake Bridge Road. And it's just a fantastic layout. Let's see what happened here. We don't have... I don't know. I clicked on the online link and it ain't working. So we're gonna have to figure that one out in just a moment. So we'll get that to you in just a little bit. But there you have it. A little while ago, we talked about
create your legacy. Now, I'm sure Tim was not gunning for that at the time. He's 19 years old. But he didn't let any grass grow under his feet. He sat there and did the right thing all the time. Intentionally, unintentionally, he did the right thing all the time. And people recognized that. And with that recognition and his parents making it known to everybody, everybody Tim touched apparently created that legacy for a very short period of time. So everybody's gone out to make sure that they are paying back that respect and that kindness that Tim delivered. And so that's what the community is all about. And that's why that is vitamin C for today. It's time for celebrity birthdays. Who has a birthday for today?
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
From the old disc jockey almanac for August 8th, 2017, Just Add Magic, Aubrey K. Miller is 16. Singer-songwriter Shawn Mendes is 19. Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk, Mackenzie Lee is 27. From Neighbors, Allie Coburn is 28. Secret Life of the American Teenager, Ken Bauman is 28. From Rings, Laura Wiggins is 29. The Flowers of War, Nene is 29. Zoolander 2, Madalena Diana Gania is 29. Harry Potter movies, Katie Leung is 30. Vampires Suck, Jen Prosk is 30. God Help the Girl, Pierre Boulanger is 30. Orange is the New Black, Jackie Cruz is 31. Peyton List is 31. From As the World Turns, Ray Donovan, actor. Guy Burnett is 34. Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues, Megan Good is 36. Tennis pro, Olympic gold and silver medalist, Roger Federer is 36 today. Actor in Ugly Betty, Michael Urie is 37. Kon-Tiki, Tobias Santelman is 37. Actress in Horrible Bosses, Lindsay Sloan is 40. Orange is the New Black, Michael Chernus is 40. From Havoc, Jocelyn Towne is 41. Actress in Heroes, Tawny Cypress is 41. The Martian and Guardians of the Galaxy, 43. Years old, Enzo Salenti. Actor in Road Trip and Bowfinger, Cole Suduth is 43. Senta Moses McCann is 44. From Faking It and Home Alone. From Joy and Tears of the Sun, Jimmy Jean Lewis is 49. Big Trouble in Little China. Susie Powell is 55. Rapper Wild West with Will Smith, Cool Moe Dee, 55. U2 musician and The Edge, David Howell Evans is 56. TV host of Inside Edition, Deborah Norville is 59. Renegade and Batman Returns, Branscombe Richmond is 62. Happy Days, Don Most is 64. Robin Quivers is 65 from Howard Stern Show. Arian Love is 68 from You Make Me Feel Brand New. She sang that with the Stylistics. Madam Secretary, Keith Carradine is 68. Chips and the Ray Bradbury Theater, Larry Wilcox is 70. Hockey Hall of Famer, Ken Dryden is 70. He was the color man on the Miracle. Nightmare on Elm Street 4, Brooke Bundy is 73. Statler Brothers singer Phil Baisley is 78. Actress in Hawaiian Eye and singer of 16 Reasons, Connie Stevens is 79. Tootsie Dustin Hoffman is 80 today. Mel Tillis is 85, singer of I Ain't Never. And Night Shift, Nita Talbot is 87. She was actress in that. The $6 Million Man, Richard Anderson is 91. And jazz trombonist Irby Green is 91 as well. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@hanschimber.com, and I'll get it on the show to celebrate. We'll be right back with the investment update in just a little bit. Good morning, Hunter and hanschimber.com. Time for the investment update. Michelle Heide is on vacay at a family reunion, so we'll do it ourselves today with a little help from CNNMoney.com. The markets yesterday, they're on a roll, up 25 points yesterday on the Dow. NASDAQ was up 32, making up that ground that it lost just a few weeks ago, and the S&P up 4. Big movers yesterday, we had Rockwell Collins up 6.7%, Tyson Foods 5.69%, Lam Research up 3.86%, KLA Tencor is up 3.5%, and Corvo up 3.27%. Losers, MetLife down 10%, Newfield Exploration down 4.99%, Bright House Financial, related to MetLife, they transferred a lot of their real estate. Retirement accounts over there, 4.41. Marathon Oil down 4.2. Pioneer Natural Resources, 4.2. Over the last 3 months, the only sector not doing well, energy minerals, down 3.8. The rest of them are doing just fine. However, a lot of their reward is over. Technology services, consumer durables, retail trade, they're all much higher a couple months ago, so they're kind of paring back a little bit. Looks like a little bit of a sector rotation going on. Oil is up slightly, $49.40. Gas, $2.81. Gold, $1,269.69, up 0.4%. Silver, $16.36, up 0.2%. Corn, $3.88, up just 0.2. Looking at, what's the, there we go, international markets, all slightly down except for the Hang Seng. Hong Kong was up 0.60%. Japan, the Nikkei down 0.3%. London flat, Germany down 0.3%. So the world market's not doing too well yesterday. What's going on in the pre-market news that's affecting the pre-market? Let's see what's going on. Google CEO Sundar Pichai has condemned portions of a controversial memo sent by a male engineer at the company who argued that women are not biologically fit for tech roles. Okay, that guy's needs a little... needs to come out of the Neanderthal days. Reuters and Bloomberg reported Tuesday that the engineer had been fired, citing emails they received from him. A Google spokesperson declined to comment on the reports. In an email to Google employees on Monday, Pichai wrote that parts of the 3,300-word manifesto cross the line by advancing harmful gender stereotypes in the workplace. Okay. Gotta love it. I mean, if Google crushes that immediately, that's a great sign by the CEO to take a leadership role and stop just messing around and placating the whole thing. Disney will report second quarter earnings for Tuesday. Wall Street will be especially interested in the performance of ESPN. Sports Network has been dragging Disney down, offsetting the company's many wins in the box office. Declining subscriber numbers and lower in revenue led to some layoffs in 2016. Many of them big names that we have known for years at ESPN. Disney shares are flat this year despite a major rally in the broader market. Chinese export growth slowed more than expected in July with lower shipments to China's biggest trading partners, the U.S. and the EU, as well as many emerging markets. Looking ahead, we think further downside to export growth should be relatively limited given the positive outlook for China's main trading partners, said analysts at Capital Economics. U.S. futures were flat early on Tuesday. The Dow Jones added 0.1 on Monday to close at a record high. S&P gained 0.2. European markets were mixed. Marriott shares international were down 2% in extended trading after the company announced a new joint venture with Alibaba on Tuesday. The service will allow Chinese travelers to book rooms at Marriott hotels on Fliggy, Alibaba's travel service platform. CVS Health, Michael Kors, Norwegian Cruise Line, Ralph Lauren, SeaWorld Entertainment, and Tesco are set to release earnings before the open today. Fossil, GoDaddy, Hertz, Priceline, Red Robin, Rosetta Stone, TripAdvisor, and Zillow will follow after the close. German and French trade data came in below analysts' expectations on Tuesday. So Wednesday, we're expecting American crude inventory data, U.S. productivity report, Milan, 21st century, and Chinese inflation report. Snap, Blue Apron, NVIDIA, Macy's, Nordstrom, News Corp, and Kohl's are reporting on Thursday. And U.S. inflation report and JCPenney is reporting on Friday. Penny has been taking a beating in terms of their exposure over the last couple of years. So it'll be interesting to see how they're doing. A lot of retail in there, which will be interesting to see how it goes, plus focus on Snap and whether that was a bust as an IPO. And Blue Apron, also a recent IPO. So we're going to see what that's all about. News Corp and Kohl's. Retail, Macy's retail, Nordstrom's retail. So we'll find out how things are going in terms of economy and consumer confidence by how those particular stocks are doing. Pre-market, the Dow is down 13 right now. The S&P is down 2.75, NASDAQ down 6. Moving in the markets, Marathon Oil is making up for the losses yesterday right now at 2.63. Chesapeake Energy is up 1.1. Envision Healthcare is up 0.8. United Technologies, 0.5. Rockwell Collins, up 0.35. Albemarle is down 2.5. General Dynamics, down 0.81. Ralph Lauren is down 0.72. Qualcomm, down 0.63. HCA Healthcare is down 0.62. It's not bad, and the markets continue to march forward, and they were telling us back when we talked to Michelle before in May, this year is not the sell in May, go away routine. It was basically saying to stay till November, and right now, they're correct. Only problem is, and I hate to always do this, September turns out to be a very volatile month. Year over year. October usually has had the big events that we are familiar with. Not saying any of that's going to happen this year. just telling you those are past history. Does history come true again? Well, we look for those coincidences, don't we? But that doesn't mean that it's going to happen, and so you just have to look for the signs that told us that back when those things actually did happen, because everybody was being told and nobody believed it. I haven't heard anything like that yet, but that doesn't mean it's not going to happen. We'll find out when we get closer, and we'll certainly keep you abreast as Michelle and I talk every morning on Investment Update, Market Update with Patton, Heidi, and Associates. Michelle Heidi helps me with that. Tony and Joe Patton. Tony Clark, Joe Patton helped me with that. We're going to take a break, and then it's Stephanie Stevens we'll be talking to in just a little bit. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon, and we are on HuntingChamberRadio.com, the voice of business.
Kind of lonely girl, would you like someone new to talk to? Oh yeah, alright. I'm feeling kind of lonely too, if you don't mind, can I sit down here beside you? Oh yeah, alright. If I seem to come on too strong, I hope that you will understand. I say these things cause I'd like to know if you're as lonely as I am, and if you'd mind sharing the night together. Oh, yeah, sharing the night together. Oh, yeah, sharing the night. We could bring in the morning, girl, if you wanna go that far. Tomorrow finds us together.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time. History in the
making. All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon. I have Stephanie Stevens on the line with me. We talk Hunterdon history with her every 2 weeks. It's midsummer, and most of you are traveling the turnpike to get down to the shore or down out of state, but Stephanie's got some news stories about turnpikes. How are you, Stephanie?
Hey, fine. Beautiful weather out here, too. Oh. Nice to hear from you again, Chris.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us today.
Okay, we're going to talk about the very first turnpike that was created by the legislature of the state of New Jersey. It was 1806, and this area, as well as the rest of the state, was fairly well populated. Of course, everybody was a farmer, and there were times when a farmer wasn't just making farming and making objects and food for his own family. oftentimes, if it was a good summer, he had surplus. What to do with it? How to get there? The roads were horrendous. In the springtime, you couldn't get through. They were terrible. They were all, because spring is wet, if you recall, and this past spring was very wet.
The roads aren't that good here now, either.
They're all paved. You can get any place you want to now. But in those days, 1806, imagine. There's simply, roads were only what we call one rod, which is 16 and a half feet, to two rods wide. They
recently,
really weren't much more
something
than
extraordinary
they were
happened
dirt.
At Raymore and Flanagan. When the Smithville School came to perform in our store, it brought us together.
What does that represent? I mean, I know what the length is, but what's a rod?
Oh, it's called a rod. It's a piece of measurement, like you'd say a yard or an inch.
I have never heard that before.
Yeah, that's an old time expression.
Well, you've educated me already.
See, there you are. Now you know a rod is 16 and a half feet. Okay. And two rods would be a very big road. So some of the roads were being laid out. Roads went from a home, a farm, an area, to a mill, because you had to get your grain ground, and in order to feed your critters as well as yourself with flour and stuff. So your roads were really bad. It was terrible to have to ride on a road to get someplace, but of course you had to get someplace.
Right.
So here we are. 1806, and the legislature of the state of New Jersey decided to form and allotted the formation of the New Jersey Turnpike Company.
Okay.
Now, these were built by groups, and they had petitioned the legislature, please, we have to have better roads. We've got to get from here to there, get our produce to market. We have to do all kinds of things to get ourselves moving on a decent road. So this was okay by the legislature, and they formed the first New Jersey Turnpike Company. Shares in the New Jersey Turnpike Company sold for $50 each. That was a lot of money.
Wow, that's huge.
Huge amount of money.
Wow.
It sure was. And there were rules and regulations governing the turnpike.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, the turnpike road would be drained because it was staying mud, staying dirt, would be drained by ditches on either side of the road.
Okay.
The center of the road had to be 15 inches higher in the middle than the sides. And, of course, then you can see the water came on the road, would drain off to the ditches on the side. I always called that country drainage because that was so out here in Hunterdon County for a long, long time. Right, what was this turnpike? Where did it go? It started in New Brunswick, and it wound its way all the ways up to Phillipsburg.
Wow. We don't have anything like that now.
Oh, you can still get parts of it here and there. You can pick them up here and there. Well, eventually, over the years, of course, it changed transportation.
Mm-hmm.
And you paid a toll on it.
New Jersey invented the tolls, too.
Yeah, right. You bet. Even back then, 1806.
Oh, man.
Think about it. How old was the country then?
Right.
How far from revolution were we? Not very far.
Oh, man.
So here we had, they had toll gates. And the toll gates were manned by a man who had a house close by.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the problem was did he collect the tolls and did he turn them in to the company? Because it was a for-profit company.
Oh, so we had we invented draft, too.
So you got it all. This is all New Jersey.
There you go.
And if he indeed he didn't turn it in, well, then they would have to snag him, catch him in the act, and snag him and put him in jail. And so there you are. Okay, we have the turnpike. Well, there were other rules also that went along with this turnpike. For instance, when it was being built, you're not allowed to cross over a burying ground, which is the cemetery.
Right.
You weren't allowed to go over it, had to go around it to lay it out, and you couldn't go over a meeting house, which was a church. You could go around it, but you couldn't go through the meeting house yard or somebody's home, unless somebody said, okay, you can do that, and then they paid him off and it just went through his house.
Right.
But they couldn't do they couldn't do any of that. You had to lay it out in, hopefully, on the higher ground.
Right.
All right, so where did it go? It went right down White House Station, the old highway, which is the main street in White House, is the New Jersey Turnpike.
Now, this is on the north side of Route 22?
Yes.
Okay. Old Highway.
That is the Turnpike Road. The road that preceded this road was known as the Raritan Path, and it was an Indian path. But that was down closer to the Rockaway Creek. This road then went up into what we call into Clinton Township, through Lebanon, Brunswick Road, Brunswick Road, part of the old New Jersey Turnpike.
Wow.
And then it wandered its way all the way up through Northern County and on up to Phillipsburg. This turnpike, the tolls were collected.
Yep.
They were put into the company, which, as I said, was the one who built it. They were given out. It was like it was a stock company, really.
Yeah.
And your $50 was a share of it, and a share of what profits you would have.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It was built out, and the turnpike. Also, if you were going to church on Sunday, you didn't have to pay a toll.
Nice. Okay.
And so everybody went to church in those days anyway.
Yep.
And also, if you were droving a herd of sheep or cows off to a market or to another farm or to wherever, if you were the drover, you had to pay a certain amount for each one.
For each of the animals?
Yes, for the animals. You had to pay, you the drover, had to pay a penny for so many of them.
Okay.
And each one, as I say, was paid for. So you had money that was coming into the company. For instance, if you had a carriage and you had one horse, you paid something like 2 cents for that one horse. If you had more horses drawing your carriage or a big wagon that was drawn by several horses, you paid more. You paid for each individual horse on the turnpike.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like today, doesn't it? Everything gets charged.
Yep. Same thing.
You pay for everything.
Sure.
No matter what.
Nothing's free.
Nothing is free. That's right. No free lunch, as they say.
Right. That's right.
Nothing. All right. So the turnpike then lasted. It was built out by it was chartered in 1806. It was built out pretty much of the way by 1811.
Mm-hmm.
And then by 1832, it was all gone.
Wow.
The next mode of transportation after the turnpikes was the canals.
Right.
Canals then came into business. After canals came railroads.
Yep.
And the turnpikes just fell by the wayside. And they became main streets, as it were, in certain places. Yep. In Reddington Township, in White House, the old Turnpike Road.
Wow.
In Lebanon, Brunswick Avenue, and on up through Clinton, which is Beaver Avenue, on up through Clinton, and then on up all the ways up to Phillipsburg. But we, in Hunterdon County, in Reddington Township, are the proud possessors, really, of the first Turnpike. New Jersey Turnpike.
There you go. And they complain about it all the time, and it's not even us anymore. But we're the founders.
Yep, we are the founding group of the first New Jersey Turnpike Company. As a matter of fact, I have a pamphlet from 1832 from the New Jersey Turnpike.
Wow.
And I'm looking at my pile of stuff here, and I'm thinking, now where is it in all these files over here? But I do own one of the original pamphlets for the Turnpike.
So how realistic was it? You know, I can't. You obviously have a better feel for what life was like back in the early 1800s, based on your research, not on your experience. Why do I get the sense like the road is just going through a bunch of fields and it's impossible to police if I try and bypass a toll?
Well, actually, roads, of course, are early in New Jersey. They're not all over the place. But the early roads, you had to have roads. You had to get from point A to point B.
Mm-hmm.
In 1680, I think it was, the East, of course, to remember that New Jersey was divided into East and West Jersey.
Right.
The government of East Jersey had a rule, a law, that they wrote up that every so many miles along any road, you had to have a tavern. Now, as I say to people, taverns were like motels are today.
Right.
But it was for the comfort of ye traveler.
Mm-hmm.
Because to get across these roads, and to, yes, the roads were through wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question. And what was in the wilderness? Wolves, bear, all kinds of coyotes and wild animals.
Hmm.
And if somebody wanted to be a highwayman, good place to hide.
Yep.
And attack people. So every 10 or so miles, you had to have a tavern.
Right.
And we have them, or had them, all along this road.
Right.
As a matter of fact, the interesting thing is, anybody wants to see what the Turnpike Road looked like, and go down to the state archives. They have a map of it.
Huh.
And it's fabulous to look at it. And it has names of people who happen to have a farm, or as we called it, a plantation, every so many miles. And this Turnpike Road went through it. What replaced this was Route 22.
Yep. Well,
Route 22.
The old Route 22, right?
The old one. That's right. And that, too, has changed as you, well, any road has.
Yeah.
Where the original bed of the road was is no longer.
Yeah.
And so the roads moved over to, moved south once again. They moved from the Raritan Path, which was the Indian Path, which went from New Brunswick water to Easton and Phillipsburg, water to water. And then they moved that to the south and built the Turnpike Road and moved the Turnpike Road south to become Route 22.
Wow.
But you will see in certain communities down in Branchburg, There's a little road that goes off on a chute, and it has the sign Turnpike Road. And it was part of the Turnpike Road all the way down into New Brunswick.
Neat.
Very interesting. We own the rights to the first New Jersey Turnpike Company.
And how was the name Turnpike born? Was that?
Well, it's a pike, which is a road.
Okay.
And I imagine turn would refer to the fact that you're paying a toll on it.
Okay.
And that, you know, and as I said, these little gates every so often.
Right.
Somebody was keeping an eye on the turnpike toll taker.
Hey, you always got to watch the other guy. All right.
Yeah, I watched another guy, right? We don't know what he's going to do. So, did we invent graft? I don't know. I think people have always had graft.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Stephanie. Appreciate it. As always, you give us some really interesting stuff to think about. And we keep realizing that Hunterdon County was doing a lot of firsts before anybody else.
Oh, yes. Beautiful big county.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we'll talk to you again in 2 weeks. Thank you so much.
Okay, nice talking to you, Chris.
All right, take care.
All right, bye-bye now.
All right, that was Stephanie Stevens giving us information about the Turnpike and being Hunterdon County's being the first to have a turnpike. We're going to take a break. News, weather in the second half of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes. Good Morning Hunterdon, huntshipper.com, WHCRDB. I know deep inside you need
me. No one else can make it right. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions firing back at Chicago leaders after they sue the Department of Justice to try to prevent it from cutting funds to sanctuary cities, including Chicago. Sessions blasting the move, saying the city's intentionally adopting policies that obstruct the nation's immigration system. The city's corporation counsel, Ed Siskel, says,
"We are bringing this legal challenge because the rhetoric and the threats from this administration embodied in these new conditions imposed on unrelated public safety grant funds are breeding a culture and a climate of fear."
The department threatening to withhold grant money from sanctuary cities. Reports are the Pentagon may announce as early as today that it's going to launch airstrikes against ISIS in the Philippines. They'd most likely be conducted by armed drones. This is USA Radio News.
What makes one business rise above? Why do some grow while others simply maintain? Time after time, consistently successful businesses work smart. And when smart businesses need to hire, they do it on the job site that is the proven leader, Indeed.com. According to an independent study, Indeed delivers 5 times more hires than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. Businesses that work smart choose partners that have proven track records. It's no wonder the 3 million businesses choose Indeed. To make it even better, right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing in relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site for smart companies like yours. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
A campaign to get Southeast nations to get tougher with North Korea, taking Secretary of State Rex Tillerson to Thailand. Tillerson in Bangkok as part of his campaign to persuade Southeast Asian nations to do more to cut off the cash flow to North Korea. The U.S. does believe companies that are fronts for the isolated communist nation are active in Thailand in particular, so Tillerson's working to encourage the Thais to shut down those businesses. Back home, U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley says of the latest sanctions imposed by the United Nations on North Korea,
"We don't know that they're going to work this time, but it was something that we needed to do. We said on Saturday when we took the vote that this wasn't going to stop our North Korea problem. What this is going to do is send a very strong message."
Haley speaks on NBC's Today Show. America's small business owners more optimistic about the economy, according to the Small Business Optimism Index for July that's just out. 60% of owners say they're going to add staff to handle an increase in consumer spending lately. This is USA Radio News.